So these are spring beauties, and they're one of the very early spring wildflowers. And if you look closely at them, you can see that each petal is a pale color of pink that has fine striping and a little bit deeper shade of pink on it. I always think of them as the candy striper flowers.
So they like this little tiny protected area.
Oh, yeah. They're a native wildflower, and they're one of the earliest ones. Actually, even earlier than this, there's a flower called toothwort that's been blooming, and bloodroot. That's this leaf here. This one is called bloodroot because if you break a stem or a leaf, there is a liquid inside that is bright orange colored and does resemble blood.
Oh my goodness.
There, I have made it bleed onto my finger.
It looks just like mercurochrome.
Yes, it does. Yes, more than blood itself. Yes. This is another really charming spring flower. It's called toothwort. When the flowers are in bud, they're white and they hang down, and they really do resemble a baby tooth.
You know, I never would have noticed that there were this many things blooming so early.
Yeah, there's a whole group of plants called the spring ephemerals, and ephemeral, of course, meaning something that doesn't last very long, isn't here very long. And what these plants do is they complete their whole life cycle in the time between when the ground thaws and before the trees leaf out so that they take away the sunlight from the plants, meaning they have a very, very fast life cycle.
Like spring itself.
True enough.
What are the first things you start showing people on spring walks?
The very first thing would be the skunk cabbages, because you can find those as early as February. And
what's a skunk cabbage?
Skunk cabbage is a stinky plant that grows in the wetland. And skunk cabbages are notable because they actually have a heat to their metabolism that melts the snow over them. So when you see them sticking up through the snow, they have removed the snow for themselves. They say they have about as much metabolic heat as a small mammal, like maybe the size of a chipmunk.
That's amazing. Wow. Kathy, how did you come to know so much about these obscure little flowers?
Well, I started out self-taught with wildflowers. I just was curious about all the different things I'd see as I walked along a trail. And I guess I think native species of flowers are not usually as showy as some of the garden things that we've come to expect. Horticulture has been around for so long and has been concentrating on producing things with the biggest flowers and the, you know, the biggest fruits. And for myself, I love finding these humble ones. I guess it's the search that makes it worthwhile, that you have to go out in the woods and pay careful attention and find them. Here's the toothwort again. If you come back here in 6 weeks or maybe even a month, you won't even be able to know where those patches of toothwort were. You can come walk in this very same spot and they'll just be gone.
You can miss them by a week, it sounds like,
right,
or 2 weeks.
But all you have to do is come back next spring. Sometimes there's some buttercups along here. I'm not seeing buttercups.